Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And my goodness, you know, it's Rosh Hashanah, guys. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the Jewish New Year. And it's so exciting. I mean, it's so exciting with everything that's happening in the Middle East right now. The whole world is focused on what's going on. This is the time. It's the Rosh Hashanah New Year. It's a time, they say it's a solemn time and a joyful time. Solemn because of the awe of judgment, right? And joyful because it really marks a time where, you know, they can become to be joyful, and it represents hope for the future redemption of Israel. I mean, my goodness, the Redeemer has come, but we're believing that our brothers or sisters are going to come to the full revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As the Messiah. And I want you to listen to the shofar, and hear the trumpet blast. Love the sound of the shofar. It's powerful. And you know, this season, CBN has done a really wonderful job with this. They actually celebrate this every year in their ministry as well. They do a whole, you know, service to celebrate. It's really nice.
Uh-huh.
But you know, they share that, you know, this marks really the beginning of the High Holy Days, and that how Rosh Hashanah falls on the first day of the seventh month, and generally the first kind of week in September. From the first to the, actually, it's period from the first to the anywhere between the first and the last week of September. And in 1999, we actually shared a little about this yesterday, that it Rosh Hashanah landed on 9/11.
Oh, wow.
And it literally means beginning of the year. And, I mean, it's a time right now where Israel is once again coming into a new year. And imagine every year, one of your greatest concerns as you're looking to the future, you're thinking on the back of your mind, you know, that your nation, you as a people, are continually under attack, and you live with the real and present chance that evil is going to strike you, that terror is going to hit you or your family or your friends. Your city, and my goodness, for sure, you know that your nation.
Mm-hmm.
And as they get ready, you know, they're coming into this new year. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu really came before the people. And you got to listen to this address. When you're talking about leadership, and you talk, I mean, I really, really like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And I like how he goes forth and just kind of shares it and says it the way it is. And he took a moment to address the people, took a moment to address Israelis and regarding Rosh Hashanah. Listen to his words.
I want to wish Jewish communities around the world a very happy Rosh Hashanah. I hope the new year will bring the Jewish people everywhere security, prosperity, and peace. The New Year is, of course, a time for taking stock. It's a time for reflection. And as we look back over the last year, there have been many achievements of which we can be proud. Just in the last week, we've witnessed some remarkable achievements. We've successfully launched the Amos 4 communication satellites. You should know that Israel is among a very small and elite group of countries capable of launching such satellites. This is yet another testament to Israel's technological prowess. Today, Israeli technology and innovation are sought-after commodities around the globe. And as a result, and despite the world's economic downturn and malaise, Israel leads the developed countries in sustained growth. Israel stands out economically and in so many other ways. Our young people continue to make us proud. Israeli high school students have brought home numerous prizes from global competitions, including gold, silver, and bronze medals from the Science and Computer Olympics. these are important. They're intellectual sports events, and I think they're very, very indicative. In international test scores, Israeli youngsters lead the Western world in math, and they are in the top tier in science. During a period in which the rest of our region is experiencing unprecedented turmoil, violence, extremism, we in Israel held elections and we formed a new government. I'm proud to serve as its prime minister. We remain an oasis of democracy, an oasis of stability, of tolerance, and liberty, where the rights of all are protected, where all are equal under the law. Of course, we have many challenges too. We have to make sure that our economy continues to grow, that all Israelis enjoy the benefits of that economic growth. And we also have external challenges. We seek to advance peace with the Palestinians while maintaining our security and ensuring that the peace will be a real and enduring peace, not a ceremony, not an agreement that we celebrate for 2 minutes and then collapses. We want a real, genuine, and enduring peace. And this must be anchored on recognition of Israel as a Jewish state and on our security. This is what ultimately is needed. Now, of course, as we look around, we see the situation in Syria. It's of great concern, great tragedy. We're following developments there very closely. And while we're not involved in the internal conflict in Syria, we will defend ourselves if it is necessary. We will act with resolve to protect our people. No one should doubt our resolve. And of paramount importance, we also see Iran continuing to pursue its nuclear weapons program. And this poses a grave threat to Israel, to the region, to the peace of the world. Iran's nuclear program must be stopped. We simply cannot allow the world's most dangerous regime to obtain the world's most dangerous weapons. We already have enough indications of what this could do. In meeting these and in meeting other challenges, I have no doubt that Jewish communities around the world will continue to stand by Israel, just as Israel will continue to be there for the Jewish people everywhere. For Jewish unity is a major source of our collective strength. And together, no challenge is too great. We've acted together. We've defied the laws of history. We've overcome such tremendous odds. And Israel is such a thriving, bustling, prosperous, modern, advanced country. And you can look in a very, very far distance to the west and to the east and to other directions. And you see that Israel is a beacon of stability and modernity and progress. And it's because we're united. Is together, I believe we can continue to achieve great things for the Jewish people and for the world. So as we gather with family and friends to welcome the new year, I wish you all a happy new year. We say Shana Tova Mtuka. It means a good year and a sweet new year. So have both.
My goodness. Don't you love this guy? Don't you love the prime minister? I mean, speaking with definitive measures, clarity, and assurance, that's what you want in leadership. Mm-hmm. You want to know that the person at the head of the ship here knows where he or she is going and has resolved to lead. And on this Rosh Hashanah holiday, he's letting the Israelis know all over the world, and in particular Israel, that, hey, listen, we're keeping a watchful eye on what's happening in Syria and in Lebanon and, of course, Egypt and Jordan. So, but you go ahead and enjoy this Rosh Hashanah holiday. We got this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No reason to fret. And he talks about continuing peace with the Palestinians. And I love what he says about real and enduring peace, not just a ceremony. And my goodness, so many people have... I hate to say it, in this country have pursued ceremonial peace treaties, gatherings, photo ops, but no one's pursuing real, true, enduring peace that's going to stand for the long haul. And it's hard to really pursue peace with those that really don't want to be peaceful. That's
right,
the whole thing.
Hate your guts.
Right. But they're clear in what they want. Israelis are clear in what they want, and he makes a really clear and definitive statement when he says that we will, although they're not involved internally, make no mistake about it, if Israel is attacked, that we, you know, we will defend ourselves. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake about that, and that no one should doubt their resolve. And I tell you, I wouldn't doubt Israel. I wouldn't doubt them. I wouldn't. I'd be I would not underestimate them. God is with them, and Christians all over the world stand with them, and we urge Americans to stand with Israel. We want to bless all of our Israeli brothers and sisters in Israel and all over the world a happy Rosh Hashanah and a new, great new year, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, a sweet new year.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.